always have a vase of flowers. I reckon that's one thing that helped me to learn to love flowers. On the table, we'd have flowers. I didn't do a lot of housework. My chores was outside. We had to, of course, raise hogs and chickens and cattle and horses. And of course, I did plowing with a mule in those days. And that was my work, was feeding the stock and everything outside, and chickens, milking the cow, and gathering in the eggs, and shucking corn. And we'd have corn shuckings. Lots of times they'd want to, you know, get a whole lot of shucks for cow feed, and we'd invite the neighbors in, and we'd have corn shucking, the beans stringing, and things like that, which, you know, we had beans to can, and a whole lot. And we'd really have a ball. We'd clear a new ground and pile up the brush and have brush burnings. I can remember that really stood out in my mind because, and after we'd get through, while we'd serve, we'd have something to drink and something to eat. And just have a good old time. And if anybody's house needed to be covered and put a new roof on it, well, they just have a working, and all the neighbors would gather in that roof on that house and cook. We'd just cook like everything. I can remember that just as well as it was yesterday.
What were some of the things y'all would cook?
Oh, we just, well, vegetables and pies and cakes and puddings and just cornbread and just things like that, you know, to really give you strength to help you work and keep you going. Just good old country cooking.
Mm-hmm. What kind of vegetables?
We'd have beans and potatoes and squash and okra, all kinds of different kinds of pickles, different kinds of pies, chicken, ham. Of course, we had plenty of meat back then, but we'd raise our own pork and our own chickens. And we'd fix chicken and dumplings, and just a lot of good old eating. Cantaloupe, things like that. Of course, we'd have different, we'd have tea and milk, coffee, different things to drink. Set out an orchard, and I'd carry water to them to drink, help set out the trees, and then in the summertime, well, of course, we had all kinds of different things on the farm we'd work with, and whenever we wasn't at work, while there's so many of us, we'd playhouse and different ones would be different members of the family, and the people, some of them, and make another playhouse on them further on out, and they'd come and visit us, just play like you really would and just have a good time, because it seemed like families where there's so many like that, they have a better time and there's more things to do, of course.
Can you think of any funny incidents that happened when you were a child to you and your family?
Yes, I can think. Take the tobacco leaves after it's dried and fix them, roll them, make them into twists. And one day, one of my older sisters and me, we decided we wanted to chew some of it. So we asked if we could, and they said, yes, go ahead and chew it. Give us a chew of it, and we cut down on it. And it wasn't but a few minutes, so then we was two of the sickest girls that's ever been in this world. I can remember that, sure enough. You know what? That was the very last tobacco in anyone.